Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
Yeah, that was Greg Olson. Yeah, that third Greg, like, or third leg Greg, as they used to call him back in the day at the University of Miami. We're talking about another Miami legend today, and that guy is Cam Ward, the quarterback coming out of Miami, the presumed first overall pick in this draft. And I'm super excited for this cat. I actually have this guy probably towards one of the higher ranked guys coming out of this draft. Realistically, I think he has all the talents, all the possibilities to, just be this next generational quarterback if there is going to be one coming out of this draft. Now, are there some possible downsides of him? I think so, yes. I mean, there's some concerns about him and his decision making, but I also think that he has all the skills to, you know, make it work with an NFL team. He hasn't necessarily been with like an NFL caliber team quite yet. Obviously, Miami this last year being the closest to it with Xavier Rasepro as his top wide receiver. Obviously, when he was at Washington State, he had some pretty good cats up there, but no one I would say is comparable to Xavier. That being said, let's get into why I really like this cat. So this guy just had a really great season where I believe he was fourth in the Heisman rankings. I don't know why he was so low. Obviously, Travis Hunter and Bo Scadabo, or Cam Scadabo and Ashton Jeanty all had great seasons, but I just felt like Cam, you know, I thought he had a stellar season. He had 39 touchdowns, which actually ranked amongst quarterbacks. He had 4,313 passing yards and 37%+ completion percentage. Only 260 yards rushing, so hopefully we can see that get up a little higher. But like I said, he had 7 interceptions this last year, 3 fumbles. So some people say that there might be some decision-making errors there. I think 7 interceptions in a season isn't terrible compared to that 37 touchdowns. So, you know, you can take that with what you will. I think he has the NFL frame, though. I think he at 6'2", 230, or 223, I think that's pretty comparable to what Russell Wilson is, if not even a little taller. So I think he's good there. And I think he has all the possibilities of being a playmaker. I think he's agile enough. I think that's what I'm trying to look for, because he's not like super speedy or anything, but he does have the ability to move his feet and make quick cuts and process things, I think, in a really quick manner, especially in the pocket. So whether he does try to scramble a little bit more, like I hope he does in the NFL, or if he's just able to get away from, you know, those faster defensive linemen and get the ball away, you know, just make better decisions. I just think he has all the abilities to be that next quarterback, like I had stated earlier. So there's a lot of things that people have been praising this guy about. One thing that, if you do watch this film, is it seems like this guy has a lot of anticipation throws, which is great. I also think that when he gets to the NFL, that might be bad, because obviously if you're able to anticipate those throws, obviously there might be some defensive backs out there that are trying to, you know, make you touch your or tip your hat and throw that ball, and I'm going to be a lot faster than that motherfucker in college, dog. I'm going to be able to go pick that ball off or what have you, right? So that's probably what a lot of defensive backs in the NFL are going to try to do with this cat, because he does have a good arm, but is it one that's, you know, like on the, you know, like the Richter scale or anything like that? I don't believe so. You know, like I haven't seen anything that's like just blown my fucking, you know, that's blown the charts when it comes to that. I just don't think so. So he, I just don't know if he does have some, like, I don't think he has the arm strength of like a Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen, more or less. I do think that he does have a strong enough arm to make a lot of those next level throws, though. But like I said, maybe more on like the Jared Goff side, you know, like where he's going to make those really good throws. But, you know, is it the greatest? Maybe not. But like I said, I think he is going to be the number one draft pick in this class, which, you know, when Jared Goff was coming out, obviously it wasn't the greatest quarterback class of all time when he was coming out too. So maybe it's going to be on a career track kind of like him, where he's making a lot of those great throws. He's making a lot of those passes. But overall, I just think that with this guy's 5 years of being a quarterback from this FCS system, you know, so below the full D1 level, you know, like the big guys. So, like, coming from that level, being able to have some promise there, coming to Washington State, where I feel like he realistically could have came and been draft eligible last year and probably still would have been a great quarterback. But the sheer fact that NIL money and all that good stuff, and being able to go spend a year in Miami, why wouldn't you go do that, right? So I don't blame him, and I don't think it necessarily hurt his stock at all, being that he's going to be the presumptive number one overall pick. All that being said, when it comes to the fantasy side, obviously if you're the number one pick and you're going to be the Tennessee Titans quarterback, I don't know if it's going to necessarily be smooth sailing, you know, going forward. So obviously I think he's going to have some upside, but when you have Calvin Ridley as your number one wide receiver and nothing really else other than that, you know, maybe if they bring in like a Xavier Restrepo and, you know, they're able to build that chemistry even more. But outside of that, I think that there's a lot of doubt when it comes to his actual production in the NFL. And I think a lot of it's going to be because of the team, not just himself, unfortunately. So hopefully the Tennessee Titans are able to keep building an offensive line. They've brought in a left tackle that I know so far, and so hopefully they can shift that other guy that wasn't so great over the right where he was in college. And, you know, they can still, or they can keep building that line. Like I said, if he goes to the Titans, I'm not sure how much I'm going to be believing in him. And that's just because that's more of a team thing, not on him. But when I go to rank this cat, when it comes to an actual prospect grade, like I said, I think I have this guy probably around one of the more higher ones that I have. Right now, I'm going to say an A-, so that's Cam Ward, A-.